news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Turned out to be a beautiful day yesterday. More from Dr. Bill coming up on our forecast for today in just a second. 66 now at the FM Talk 106.5 studios, and we'll start off with traffic. Here's Kane.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center for now. Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers not working any new accidents. Been a good start so far this morning across the Bayway, the Causeway, Daphne, Spanish Fort, Fairhope, no problems. At the ride along I-10 from Malvis to Loxley, we do have State Troopers working some radar, so watch your speed. Hooters in Mobile, Daphne and Tillman's Corner is offering delivery through the waiter app. You can also call ahead any order and pick up as well. Lunch today, 7 wings and french fries, just $9.99. In Mobile, call 345-9544. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. It will be a warm day with temperatures in the lower 80s this afternoon. Tonight, showers and a few thunderstorms, lows in the upper 60s. And tomorrow, showers and a few thunderstorms in the morning, becoming partly cloudy in the afternoon with temperatures in the lower 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Bring a little nature indoors to your office. Plants improve productivity and attendance by making a more pleasant working atmosphere, and they actually help filter the air. Carpets, drapes, new paint, and all kinds of furnishings can contain harmful chemicals that can cause headaches, burning eyes, and sinus problems. Nature Indoors will help you solve those problems by bringing a little nature indoors. Beautiful plants and a well-trained professional staff. Call Nature Indoors, 649-7733. Bring a little nature indoors to your office. 649-7733.
If you or someone you know is struggling with addiction, please call this toll-free number right now. 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. Calling your addiction team, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Don't fight addiction alone. Their advisors are ready to take your call. Your future is still a bright place. The help you need could be one call away. 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there could be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There is no need to let addiction ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call your addiction team at 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. Make the free call now. 800-410-4036. Your addiction team is a third-party advertiser for various treatment centers and placement networks. Individual results will vary. Visit youraddictionteam.com/terms for more information.
608 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Morning. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig will check in with Dr. Bill Williams for a full breakdown of the work week weather, or the quarantine weather forecast, coming up in just a little bit. Plus, quarantine. Interesting, because, no, not quarantine.
Not quarantine.
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 Quarantine, right? So the there's two things. There's a spelling of C-O-R-N-T-E-E-N that I've seen out there, quarantine. No, it's quarantine with a Q. President talked about extending that quarantine and that state of sheltering in place for the United States.
We will be extending our guidelines to April 30th to slow the spread.
Now, this is now going to be how many days? Because originally it was 15, right? 15 days to slow the spread. Now we've moved the entire month of April into this mix as well, which actually is not quarantine. Quarantine comes from the Latin word for 40. So now we're over 40 days.
Wow. Yeah, so we're around 45, I would say.
That's right.
A month and a half.
Yeah. So quarantine was always, now it's used, it doesn't have to mean 40 days, but the start of it was based off the Latin word for 40.
I did not know that.
And so now it's, now quarantine is something completely different, but quarantine for 40, but we're now over it. All right, that is the situation as we get rolling. The president had a presser yesterday, along with the full team there, talking about the extension now till the end of April of this socially distancing for the United States. And the numbers are in also for here at home over the weekend. We have kind of run through this, more cases, obviously, and sadly, more deaths on this as well. Alabama has now, what is it, 830 COVID-19 cases?
Yeah, I believe 830 cases as of the last check. And when you look around our area, 41 confirmed cases in Mobile County, 15 in Baldwin County, 4 in Washington County, 1 in Escambia, and 1 in Monroe County. And so far, the Alabama Department of Public Health says there's been 4 deaths in the state. But as many have noted online, they're lagging behind on that number of deaths right now because ADPH says that they want to investigate each death to make sure that, that it is due to COVID-19 complications. So there's actually been more reported than that, and actually 5 alone in an East Alabama hospital over the weekend.
Yeah, we'll have more on that coming up in just a little bit. As of yesterday morning, ADPH said 4,755 people had been tested, 793 in the state were confirmed to have COVID-19. More on this from a national sense and what Dr. Fauci said. Here's Bob Constantini from Westwood One.
Virus expert Dr. Anthony Fauci on CNN's State of the Union with a staggering estimate.
You know, I would say between 100 and 200,000 deaths. We're going to have millions of cases, but I just don't think that we really need to make a projection when it's such a moving target.
So by the time the president led off the coronavirus task force's Sunday briefing in the Rose Garden, put aside was the idea of the economy moving again by Easter. Instead, a call for more social distancing.
We will be extending our guidelines to April 30th to slow the spread.
Experts believe the toll from coronavirus may still be a couple weeks away from peaking in the U.S. Having listened to the experts about the need to extend federal social distancing recommendations, President Trump turned toward medical advancements fighting coronavirus in the latest task force news conference.
The FDA authorized a new test developed by Abbott Labs that delivers lightning-fast results in as little as 5 minutes. That's a whole new ballgame.
The president pointed out the test is also easier to take, which paved the way for a quick approval. And as Dr. Fauci noted, the simpler tests will make it easier to learn where the virus might hit hardest next.
We shouldn't take any solace when we see low levels in different states, different cities, different areas, because they're very vulnerable to an explosion.
Though Mr. Trump made the major announcement regarding the extension of social distancing guidelines, Tuesday marks the end of the administration's 15 days to slow the spread campaign. That day, there are expected to be new updates on other matters, including possible new travel recommendations. Bob Costantini, Washington.
Okay, coming up this hour, too, talk about the explosion in cases. We'll look more at Louisiana and Florida putting up roadblocks, stopping people coming in from Louisiana to Florida. I had a buddy send me pictures over the weekend. He said, I'm stopped here. He was going for a mountain bike race over in Florida or something like that and said, I got stopped here. I had to talk my way through the roadblock.
Wow. Yeah, I was wondering how long those lines might get. If anyone out there ended up in that line at the Florida line over the weekend, let us know how long did it take you to get through and what they say to you, what they do.
Alabama folks, I guess, according to my buddy, Alabama folks were let through. It was Louisiana folks they were looking at, so we'll look more at that coming up in just a little bit. Plus, you'll get a chance to get, if the kids have never seen somebody pump gas for you, there's a chance to do that locally here, as you won't have to get out. You can pull up and have somebody pump gas for you. The gas handle, the gas tank handle thing. Mm. Once again, when the battle came out about plastic bags, you know, some cities wanting to ban plastic bags, which I think the cities have all the right in the world to ban plastic bags if they want to in their municipality. But I'm a proponent of the plastic bags from the grocery bags, right? Mm-hmm. That you get, yeah, I use them for all kind of things. A lot of people use them for waste paper. Sure, I use that. Also use it for luggage. I have them in my truck now, and I also use them for pumping gas.
Yeah.
You're just looking for a quick glove, right, to pump gas and do all that? You should have seen me. I was at the Murphy USA gas station with a plastic bag on my head Friday. You should see the people stared at me. But it's a good, safe way to grab that gas pump handle.
Not a bad idea. I was thinking gloves, but, you know.
Well, I mean, if you got these bags, you got these bags, man.
Mm-hmm. Just don't use them as a mask like I've seen some people. That's a bad idea.
Oh, the picture's coming out or something out there. All right, 615 FM Talk 106.5. How long to get your money to? Treasury Secretary Mnuchin talked about that. We'll get some of that audio coming up in just a little bit. And check in with News 5 next. My buddy Austin Key from Arrow Exterminators back in studio and just in time to talk about the upcoming coming swarming. Talk termites with me, man.
Well, you know, the swarm season usually lets people know that they're there, but if you're not seeing swarms, it doesn't necessarily mean that you don't have a termite problem.
Uh-oh.
So our recommendation would be to call us. Let's send out a home evaluator. He can do the inspection on your home, let you know if he's seen anything at the time he does the inspection, or be preventative and let us put the Centricon Always Active system in place and protect your home.
Okay, so we could not be seeing anything active like a swarm or anything like that, and the termites could be chewing on our house.
Yeah, typically the termites are in the ground or they could be in a wall, and you're not going to see them until swarm season time, unless you happen to see like the dirt tubes or something on that on the outside of the house.
But y'all can come out and do that inspection and find them.
We're going to send the home evaluator out, do the inspection. If we identify anything, we can address it at the time. If not, we can always put Centricon Always Active around the house and start protecting your house from day one.
All right, Austin, how do we get in touch with y'all?
You can reach us at 888-GO-ARROW or arrowexterminators.com.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A show of support for healthcare workers in Mobile, the parking lots of Providence Hospital, Mobile Infirmary, University Hospital, and Children's and Women's Hospital were full of cars Sunday night, all with their lights blinking. Participants were encouraged to stay inside their cars and pray. Public and private beaches in Alabama are closed, but a loophole in the governor's order is giving boaters a place to congregate. Governor Kay Ivey ordered all public and private beaches in Alabama to close March 20th to slow the spread of COVID-19. But the beach ban does not apply to Bird Island or Robinson Island in Orange Beach because those islands do not touch the Gulf of Mexico. The state Marine Police patrolled the area over the weekend. Boat ramps on the causeway are also still open. Beginning today, Bebo's gas station is bringing back full-service gas attendants. The attendants will serve customers at all of the company's locations in Mobile. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Since 1957, Thompson Tractor has been committed to serving the needs of our customers and employees. The country relies on you, our customers, to provide power, water, transportation of goods, infrastructure, governmental services, health care, secure data, and even food on the table. And you rely on us to make sure you can do your jobs. We're dedicated to doing our part. Thompson Tractor is open for business, although it's by no means business as usual. We want you to know we're up and running. As a company, we're following all CDC protocols and guidelines. But all branches are open to support service, parts, rental, and sales. Online genuine CAT parts ordering is open 24/7 at parts.cat.com. For locations, hours, and real-time updates, visit thompsontractor.com or follow us on social media. Together, we'll get through this because just like you, we have what it takes.
Good morning, 618 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. For the second weekend in a row, NASCAR provided fans with some virtual entertainment. Real races have been postponed until at least May 3rd. Turning to esports, 35 NASCAR drivers faced off in an iRacing event at an exact replica of Texas Motor Speedway, where the series was supposed to be racing on Sunday. And it was iRacing specialist Timmy Hill who took the virtual checker flag yesterday.
Time. Priest inches away, looks to the inside. Contact. Timmy Hill gets his 674th career iRacing win.
Another really close finish right at the line, just like last week.
Now, those claps you hear, not real people.
Virtual class.
The virtual crowd. Bob Weir of the Grateful Dead sang the national anthem from a remote location.
That's cool.
And Hall of Fame Dallas Cowboys quarterback Troy Aikman served as the grand marshal for the Texas race and took another notable Texans tagline, used it to start the racers.
Here we go. All right, all right, all right. Gentlemen, start your engines.
Ryan Preece finished second, followed by Landon Castle, Garrett Smithley, and Alex Bowman. A week after finishing in second, Dale Earnhardt Jr. came in seventh place.
To be honest with you, the iRacing software that we use is the best, most realistic that you'll find. And they don't pay me a cent. I've been using that software, though, for 20 years.
This coming weekend, the series will do it all again at a virtual Bristol Motor Speedway, where drivers were set to compete in the Food City 500. Louisiana native Bobby Hebert Sr. passed away on Saturday at the age of 81 after testing positive for coronavirus. Hebert Sr. is the father of former Saints and Atlanta Falcons quarterback Bobby Hebert Jr. and also the grandfather of former LSU center T-Bob Hebert. Hebert Jr. is an analyst on WWL Radio in New Orleans. He spoke with the station on Saturday before his father passed away.
Yeah, it's kind of, you get numb. And then, sometimes you don't want to accept reality and what you're dealing with. But all of us are dealing with adversity.
Hebert Jr. called his dad a fighter after he'd beat colon cancer and survived several strokes and a birth defect in his heart that required open-heart surgery. Others in the sports world have announced their experiences with COVID-19. ESPN NBA analyst Doris Burke told ESPN Friday that she has tested positive for COVID-19. Burke said that while she is now asymptomatic, she was so fatigued that she, quote, could not be out of bed for more than 5 minutes from March 14th to March 17th. New York Knicks and Rangers owner James Dolan has tested positive for coronavirus. The official Knicks Twitter account made the announcement in a statement on Saturday night. The Knicks said that the 64-year-old is experiencing little to no symptoms and is self-isolating. He's the first U.S. major pro sports owner known to have tested positive for the virus. Meanwhile, former Knicks guard Stephon Marbury told the New York Post that he's trying to arrange a deal that would deliver 10 million N95 masks to New York City, but he's run into issues coordinating a deal between a Chinese company and New York. Marbury told the Post that he arranged for a supplier in China to sell the masks for $2.75 each. That's nearly two-thirds less than their standard price tag. Marbury's currently in Beijing, where he coaches the Chinese Basketball Association's Royal Fighters. Marbury played in the NBA for 13 seasons, including 5 with the Knicks, before he joined the Chinese Basketball Association, where he played from 2010 to 2018 before becoming a coach last year. In NFL free agency, the Washington Redskins signed veteran cornerback Ronald Darby to a 1-year deal for $4 million. The Detroit Lions signed former Green Bay wide receiver Geronimo Allison to a 1-year deal. And the Kansas City Chiefs are re-signing wide receiver DeMarcus Robinson to a 1-year contract. 622 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Horwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
All right, and on Friday afternoon, Governor Ivey and State Health Director Scott Harris closed non-essential businesses, or at least gave the word out there for the closure that happened over the weekend. We'll talk more about that coming up.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. It will be a warm day with temperatures in the lower 80s this afternoon. Tonight, showers and a few thunderstorms, lows in the upper 60s. And tomorrow, showers and a few thunderstorms in the morning, becoming partly cloudy in the afternoon with temperatures in the lower 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hey, hanging out with my buddy Sid from Sexton Lawn and Landscape. And Sid, as you know, I've got two houses, unfortunately, right now. I got the one that y'all have been taking care of for so many years with its weed-free lawn. Looks fantastic. I got the house we bought that we've moved into that I didn't have you taking care of all those years. Man, I got weeds. Like, I'm not used to this. I'd forgotten what it was like to have weeds everywhere.
Yeah, so...
what do I do?
Well, you know, we could still come clean it up. Let me just put you mind at ease right there. So we would come out, we would clean up the weeds you have. But the real key is going to be putting out a pre-emergent at that time as well, because there's a whole new batch of weeds coming. So if you're seeing weeds now, that's okay. We can clean those up. But it's really the weeds coming in summer that we're more concerned about. So just give us a call. We'll come out.
Okay, so you can deal with the weeds that are existing right now in that yard, and then you can get me back on this program so I don't see them in the future.
That is correct. Correct.
All right. How do we get in touch?
Well, you can find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
Good morning, everyone, for the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center. Light traffic across the Bayway. No fog, which is nice this morning. From the 1065 split out towards Tillman's Corner at Theodore, we've had a good ride in this morning with accident-free conditions so far. Modern Limousine and Taxi in Mobile is your full-service limousine shuttle and taxi service. If you're getting married, reserve the Ford Excursion limo that holds 20 or the luxurious Lincoln Town Car limo, starting at just $100 an hour. See them at moderntaxilimo.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 626, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig. Coming up, our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. Maybe we can look to some good news out there. It was hot, but beautiful yesterday. Clouds cleared out about mid-morning. As you can see here, you see this right here.
Oh,
yeah. All that.
You got a little red.
I got big red on the forearms and on the back of the neck. I got that red neck going on. It'd be the first time in my life. But, it was pretty yesterday. We'll talk to Dr. Mill more about that coming up in just a little bit. Also, if you didn't catch it on Friday afternoon, we talked about it on the midday and actually had the audio. Governor Ivey announced the closure of certain non-essential businesses across the state to help slow the spread of COVID-19. Story from WKRG said the businesses include entertainment venues, athletic facilities, non-essential close contact service establishments, and non-essential retail stores. Some examples were given: nail salons, spas, barber shops, gyms, and concert venues. And by the way, I pointed out that you said you're 2 months into a no haircut, right?
Right. Yeah. Actually, I had to miss one of my appointments, and I thought I'll just make it up next month. Mm-hmm. And I played it wrong because I was not able to get a haircut.
Well, I'm pretty close right now and heading that way with the beard and the hair of, like I said on Twitter, I will look something. If you're trying to picture it, I will look something like the love child of Jerry Garcia and Bob Ross the painter. That's where I'm going with the beard. I am going to be real shaggy by the end of this because haircut places are shut down, barbershops and salons.
Yeah, I might go for a ZZ Top look when this thing's all over. Except they normally keep it, I guess, pretty nice on top. But it's the beard that they throw out there.
All right, we'll talk more about those closures and get your reactions coming up. Check news right now from WKRG.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A show of support for healthcare workers in Mobile, the parking lots of Providence Hospital, Mobile Infirmary, University Hospital, and Children's and Women's Hospital were full of cars Sunday night, all with their lights blinking. Participants were encouraged to stay inside their cars and pray. Public and private beaches in Alabama are closed, but a loophole in the governor's order is giving boaters a place to congregate. Governor Kay Ivey ordered all public and private beaches in Alabama to close March 20th to slow the spread of COVID-19. But the beach ban does not apply to Bird Island or Robinson Island in Orange Beach because those islands do not touch the Gulf of Mexico. The state Marine Police patrolled the area over the weekend. Boat ramps on the causeway are also still open. Beginning today, Bevo's gas station is bringing back full-service gas attendants. The attendants will serve customers at all of the company's locations in Mobile. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
The folks at Pro Tint Window Tinting are excited to offer a new product, Cool View Transitional Ceramic Window Film. Cool View adjusts to how dark it gets according to the degree of sunlight. It allows for the sun control you need only when needed. This new technology is just another reason you should call Pro Tint to protect your valuable assets from sun damage, and they're the only dealer in our area authorized for automobile application. For a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, call Pro Tint 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at kemcobuildings.com or stop by our 40,000-square-foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
My caretaker was very rough with me, but I thought they did it because I wasn't moving fast enough.
My son was supposed to help take care of me, but he was never around.
Elder abuse is a crime, and together we can stop it. If you or someone you know has been abused, neglected, or exploited, call the Adult Abuse Hotline at 1-800-458-7214. That's 1-800-458-7214. Sponsored by the Alabama Department of Human Resources, the ABA, and this station.
Special report, coronavirus update. President Trump is extending federal stay-at-home guidelines after receiving a prediction of as many as 100 to 200,000 COVID-19 fatalities.
The peak, the highest point of death rates, remember this, is likely to hit in 2 weeks. Nothing would be worse than declaring victory before the victory is won.
As the president was making that decision, New York State alone passed the 1,000 mark in deaths, with the U.S. total this morning at 2,513. Still more than a third of counties, 1,297 of them, mostly rural, with older residents across the U.S., have not yet reported a positive test result for COVID-19 infection. With coronavirus aboard, Holland America's Zaandam cruise ship was reported passing through the Panama Canal on the way toward Fort Lauderdale, where the mayor has said that ship really isn't welcome there. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. Online hiring marketplace ZipRecruiter is cutting a third of its staff to trim costs amid the pandemic. The Wall Street Journal says Santa Monica-based ZipRecruiter notified hundreds of employees on Friday via Zoom calls, as many of those affected were working remotely, about pending layoffs and furloughs. ZipRecruiter had 1,200 full-time employees before the layoffs, meaning the layoffs and indefinite furloughs represent more than 400 of the company's employees. Viacom CBS has announced a $2.5 billion bond offering as a struggling media company looks to shore up its balance sheet in the midst of a difficult business environment. China's factory activity data for March will probably rebound sharply from last month as more factories have resumed production. In February, the index dropped to a record low reading as a result of the government's aggressive measures to control the coronavirus epidemic in the country. Crude oil trading at $20.56 a barrel on Wall Street, futures are slightly higher. That's Your Money Now.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No. Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
90 West Auto and Marine wants to make your car buying experience easy. See their carefully selected, well-inspected, quality pre-owned autos, trucks, boats, and RVs on their lot next to Mobile Lumber or on their virtual showroom at 90westautomarine.com. You'll see each vehicle in a comprehensive photo gallery and information on how to contact them with more detailed information about a vehicle or financing. That's 90westautomarine.com or speak to our friendly sales staff at 461-6301. Open 7 days a week, 90 West Auto and Marine.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
6:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Record-setting weekend. Some high temps here. What did we do over the weekend?
Well, we got up to 84 on Saturday, which tied a record. But yesterday, we broke a record that had stood for that date since 1879. And we got to 87, and the old record was 85 yesterday. So we got some warm temperatures, and we're going to stay with those warm temperatures for today and tomorrow, and then we're going to cool off a little bit for the second half of the week. But we got another warm day today, about 82, perhaps 83 this afternoon under partly cloudy skies. We have a weak weather front, call it a cold front. It's now become stationary right along the coast. And it's really not going to produce any kind of precipitation. But and we're going to say temperatures just like we've had over the last few days. That front will move inland to the north tonight. And at the same time, a storm system will come in out of Texas. So tonight, look for mostly cloudy skies with showers developing and a few thunderstorms. The low tonight will be in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, a very good chance for showers in the morning along with a few thunderstorms. Some of those could possibly become severe, but there's only a slight chance. But it looks like plenty of rain for tonight and through tomorrow morning. Then it should improve tomorrow afternoon. We're still going to get into the low 80s with some clearing during the afternoon hours. Tomorrow night, though, we're going to cool down into the lower 50s. And then on Wednesday should be sunny and a high of 72, which gets us pretty close to normal for this time of the year. Thursday, a few scattered clouds around 75 degrees. And then Friday, the clouds come back in with a slight chance of a shower. We'll warm up into the upper 70s. It looks like over the weekend we'll see some scattered showers with highs in the upper 70s. So we have a nice little, we'll call it a cool spell. It'll come in for Wednesday and Thursday, and then we'll climb back above normal as we get into the weekend.
Looking forward to some cooling here. So the rain starts tonight?
Yeah, we're going to see some showers develop, and most likely they'll move in closer to midnight. And then after that, showers through the morning with a few thunderstorms if possible. And then things should improve tomorrow afternoon.
All right, Dr. Bill, we appreciate the update, and we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
There's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, 63 now at our studios. And, you know, I was saying on Friday, I think I said on the midday show, and we talked about it a bunch on Twitter, that with the barber shops shut down and the salons shut down, the family that has the Flobee stashed somewhere in the linen closet from way back when, they laugh last.
Yeah.
They've got the hair cutting tool right there. Vacuum cleaner and the Flobee, they're good to go.
I thank you for introducing me to the Flobee. I had no idea about the Flobee until last week.
This is, if you're like me, a child of the 80s, you're very familiar with the Flobee. And if you'll go back, if y'all are like I was and went, oh yeah, I remember that thing. Go on YouTube if you can and check out, if you go to Twitter, I've got a link to it as well. Go check out the old infomercials for the Flobee. It's a slice of heaven to watch this and watch them pitch the Flobee back then. It was high tech, brother.
I hear the kids are using Flobee to get some of the cool haircuts these days. Tell me about that.
It's too good. Too good. You get a chance to watch it. Go check it out. All right, 638 FM Talk 106.5. We'll check traffic coming up, plus a look at social distancing, how it's working in Mobile and Baldwin County. Some anecdotal stories. That's coming up next.
It's all about you.
Hi, Greg Halliday here, General Sales Manager at Kobe Subaru. I want to tell you again today about the value of purchasing a certified pre-owned Kobe Subaru. In addition to the rigorous 152-point inspection and 100,000-mile factory-backed warranty, your like-new Kobe Subaru also includes roadside assistance, finance rates as low as 0.99%, as well as service loaners should you ever need one. The Kobe difference, along with these benefits from Subaru, can make your certified pre-owned Subaru purchase worry-free. Stop by our location on the I-65 Service Road or visit us online at KobeSubaru.com to learn more about the Kobe difference. Our newly expanded service hours and incredible inventory once again prove that at Kobe, it's all about you.
SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center still have accident-free conditions in light traffic. Fairhope, Daphne, and Spanish Ford, a smooth ride across the Bayway and the Causeway from the 1065 split coming off Government, Pleasant Valley, Airport, University, and Spring Hill and Moffitt heading northbound up towards Saraland. No delays. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, they're still open for business and ready to serve you online at SpringHillToyota.com. They can even schedule a test drive at your home and do all the paperwork online. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
640 FM Talk 106.5 had Mobile Mornings. Maybe it was just over the weekend. Is anybody traveling into Florida this morning? Are they still running those roadblocks there? I know over the weekend they were. A buddy of mine said, hey, man, they stopped me at the Florida line, and they were checking, I guess, for people coming out of Louisiana into Florida. The cases in Louisiana, we were watching it all last week, at per capita. New York still has the most number of cases by far, but percentage by per capita increase, Louisiana just, I mean, so many cases so very quickly there. I mean, we have our own issues here in Alabama, but Louisiana's been out of control, and the number of deaths there. I was listening to a broadcast out of Louisiana over the weekend, and they were talking about the comorbidity, that Louisiana has so many more cases, they think, than the national average of diabetes, heart disease, asthma, and they went down the list of things that could be a factor that makes COVID-19 more deadly. And Louisiana, these were people in Louisiana saying, hey, we have more cases of this, therefore we're probably going to have a lot more fatalities from this.
Yeah, and it's been noted a million times that we are a lot like New Orleans in so many ways, and we need to keep that in mind, what's happening in Louisiana as we make our decisions here in Alabama, because it's really right down the road. I mean, we were just saying that Florida, they're at the Florida line, they're screening people that might be coming from Louisiana to kind of keep a handle on how many people are coming from that state that's been hit so hard by this disease. And I don't know about you, but I tried my best to quarantine this weekend, but being a family man, there were things I had to get done. Lots of shopping, grocery shopping. I wasn't going out and buying clothes or anything like that, but stuff I needed.
You gotta have,
And so I went to a few places over the weekend, and some were not seeming to take social distancing as serious as other places. And I know I went to one of the big box stores. I had to take one of my sick dogs to the vet over the weekend, and they were both taking this social distancing thing very seriously. They had tape marked out all over the store. Even when you were standing in line, you had to be at least 6 feet away. But then I went to a popular grocery store, and while it seemed like, you know, they had the tape out there, they had signs, but the people that were inside of this store just were acting like there was nothing going on differently than normal. They were all over each other, and it was really upsetting for me, because I know how quickly this thing can pass, and I want our state and our city to be able to get through this better than it looks like we are, if these people keep crowding on top of each other.
So a couple things. So you were, I'm going to just say, you were at Walmart.
Yeah.
You're at Walmart, they said it was packed with people, and not just at the stuff that Walmart's responsible for, but in the aisles and stuff. You said people were not staying away from each other.
Yeah, no, it was just, and I went notably at the worst time you could ever go to any grocery store. It was Saturday at around 1 p.m., and I went in there, and the employees of Walmart, they seem to be, you know, trying to do their job, but they can't patrol the whole place, and they're not going to tell people to step off. But there were several aisles that I was in where I was getting crowded out of the section. Well, I was buying baby food, and a couple walks up and you know, did one of those where they walk in front of you when you're 4 feet away, and they kind of pushed me out of the way, and I'm like, come on, guys, this is going to be bad for all of us if we don't get off of each other.
Okay, so got this question for you. Did you use cash, or did you use a debit card or credit card?
I used a card, and I did self-checkout.
Okay.
And I tried to keep everything off of any surface, and I was able to wipe down the card, sanitize my hands after I used it, and then when I got home, we wiped down every single package that I brought home from Walmart.
You know, I've got a daughter who's doing that. She's going through more Lysol. It's she like spraying stuff down. It's out of control with that. But you know, I was, by the way, heads up, the parts house. Which one was it? I was at Sunday yesterday at O'Reilly's, the one at Snow and Airport out there. And I go in and getting some parts there, and then going to check out. They've got an X on the floor.
Yeah,
and you know, I'm 5'10". I'm probably 5'10". It's a pretty good stretch for me from where they have the 6 feet. They have 6 feet between the person standing there checking you out and the X on the floor. And I was trying to do it as per the rule to lean forward, and finally had to break the rule. But I use a card as well. I use my left pinky to punch in my code on the thing, and try not to let my card touch anything except inside the slot there. And then I go use the left pinky to open up the car door, and then go do the hand sanitizer before I touch the steering wheel or anything else. Yeah, so I did that. But they had the X's on the floor there at the O'Reilly's.
And just think of how crazy you would feel if you were doing all of that, you know, before coronavirus was a thing. I wonder, will we have a new generation of germaphobes after all of this?
I don't know. It depends on if this stuff stays present or if they can get it put to bed. And that's one of the things the president was looking at yesterday at extending the social distancing. Bryn Gingras from Westwood One with more.
President Trump pushing back his hopes to end the virtual national shutdown by Easter.
We will be extending our guidelines to April 30th to slow the spread.
Trump's move reportedly coming after Dr. Anthony Fauci and Dr. Deborah Birx, members of the coronavirus task force, presented models that showed 100,000 or more people in the U.S. could die from the disease.
We're going to have millions of cases. What we do know is that we got a serious problem in New York. We have a serious problem in New Orleans, and we're going to be developing serious problems in other areas.
As state leaders watch cases spike in New York, they're intensifying their pleas with the White House to streamline the distribution of critical supplies.
We have a desperate need for the testing kits.
My role is to get every personal protection equipment, every piece I can get into the state of Michigan. We need some assistance, and we're going to need thousands of ventilators.
We obviously have a spread that is growing faster than we would like to see. We think the first real issue is going to be ventilators.
New York City's mayor warning it's not just ventilators his hospitals will need.
Personnel is becoming more and more the issue. We need to get them relief.
On the fields of Central Park, an emergency hospital is under construction, adding to a growing number of satellite locations in the city to take care of the sick. The CDC also advising New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut residents over the weekend to refrain from non-essential travel for 14 days. And states like Rhode Island and Florida establishing driver checkpoints, ordering two-week self-quarantines for those entering from some of the hardest-hit areas.
This is just a way to make sure that we're keeping people safe.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says he'll need all hands on deck to fight the coronavirus.
Yes, New York is the epicenter. And these are different times, and many people are frightened. But look, this is New York, and we are going to make it through this.
Hey, coming up, how long does this last? An article in The Atlantic interviewed several epidemiologists who gave four possible timelines for the United States to stay on this social distancing. We'll give you those details coming up.
This News 5 FM Talk 106.5 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit irsallstar.com.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A show of support for healthcare workers in Mobile, the parking lots of Providence Hospital, Mobile Infirmary, University Hospital, and Children's and Women's Hospital were full of cars Sunday night, all with their lights blinking. Participants were encouraged to stay inside their cars and pray. Public and private beaches in Alabama are closed, but a loophole in the governor's order is giving boaters a place to congregate. Governor Kay Ivey ordered all public and private beaches in Alabama to close March 20th to slow the spread of COVID-19. But the beach ban does not apply to Bird Island or Robinson Island in Orange Beach because those islands do not touch the Gulf of Mexico. The state Marine Police patrolled the area over the weekend. Boat ramps on the causeway are also still open. Beginning today, Bebo's gas station is bringing back full-service gas attendants. The attendants will serve customers at all of the company's locations in Mobile. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Your CBD store of West Mobile is offering personal shopping hours, curbside, and free delivery. Please call store owner Joe Brown to set up your appointment or for call-in orders. Call your CBD store of West Mobile on Hillcrest at 260-3223 today. That's 260-3223.
Good morning, 649 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. For the second weekend in a row, NASCAR provided fans with some virtual entertainment. Real races have been postponed until at least May 3rd. So turning to esports, 35 NASCAR drivers faced off in an iRacing event at an exact replica of Texas Motor Speedway, where the series was supposed to be racing on Sunday.
Fox Sports welcomes you to Texas Motor Speedway, in a virtual sense, for the NASCAR Pro Invitational Series on iRacing.
And it was iRacing specialist Timmy Hill who took the virtual checker flag yesterday.
Turn four for the final time. Priest inches away, looks to the inside. Contact, Timmy Hill. Gets his 674th career iRacing win.
Another really great
close finish right at the line, just like last week.
I love the digitized fans. They're clapping as the race ended. The 27-year-old that won drives the number 66 Toyota Camry in the Cup Series. Bob Weir of the Grateful Dead sang the national anthem from a remote location. And Hall of Fame Dallas Cowboys quarterback Troy Aikman served as the grand marshal for the Texas race. Stole a play out of the playbook of another famous Texan.
Here we go. All right, all right, all right. Gentlemen, start your engines.
Fired up.
A week after finishing second, Dale Earnhardt Jr. came in seventh.
To be honest with you, the iRacing software that we use is the best, most realistic that you'll find. And they don't pay me a cent. I've been using that software, though, for 20 years.
This coming weekend, the series will do it all again at a virtual Bristol Motor Speedway, where drivers were set to compete in the Food City 500. Louisiana native Bobby Hebert Sr. passed away on Saturday at the age of 81 after he tested positive for the coronavirus. Hebert Sr. is the father of former Saints and Atlanta Falcons quarterback Bobby Hebert Jr., also the grandfather of former LSU center T-Bob Hebert. Hebert Jr. is an analyst on WWL Radio in New Orleans. He spoke with the radio station on Saturday before his father passed away.
Yeah, it's kind of, you get numb. And then, sometimes you don't want to accept reality and what you're dealing with. But all of us are dealing with adversity.
Hebert Jr. called his dad a fighter after he'd beat colon cancer and survived several strokes and a birth defect in his heart that required open heart surgery. Others in the sports world have announced their experiences with COVID-19. ESPN NBA analyst Doris Burke told ESPN on Friday that she has tested positive for coronavirus. Burke said that while she's now asymptomatic, she was so fatigued that she could not be out of bed for more than 5 minutes from March 14th to March 17th. New York Knicks and Rangers owner James Dolan has tested positive for coronavirus. The official Knicks Twitter account made the announcement in a statement on Saturday night. The Knicks said that the 64-year-old is experiencing little to no symptoms and is self-isolating. Meanwhile, former New York Knicks guard Stephon Marbury told the New York Post that he's trying to arrange a deal with China that would deliver 10 million N95 masks to New York City, but that he's run into issues coordinating a deal between a Chinese company and New York. Marbury is currently in Beijing, where he coaches the Chinese Basketball Association's Royal Fighters. In NFL free agency, Washington signed veteran cornerback Ronald Darby to a one-year deal for $4 million. The Detroit Lions signed former Green Bay wide receiver Geronimo Allison to a one-year deal. And the Kansas City Chiefs are re-signing wide receiver Demarcus Robinson to a one-year deal. 6:53 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
You know, if this iRacing thing is what NASCAR is doing to make up, are we going to have like pro players playing Madden football, and we're all going to watch it by this fall?
I could see that happening. Or NBA 2K with the NBA players. I think we might see more players doing the online stuff.
This could be strange. Real strange. All right, 6:53 FM Talk 106.5. Plus, coming up, we'll talk about an online opinion poll question about your business and where you work. Are y'all still working? What kind of effects have you seen here? We'll talk about that coming up in just a second. We'll do that. That's good. But you mentioned Bob Weir singing national anthem, so, and I mentioned Grateful Dead earlier, so it's like a theme this morning. I don't know what's going on. Be right back.
Game's already started. We should go in now.
Should I have parked this close to the stadium?
Yeah, it's fine. No one ever hits it this far. Ooh, sorry, Gary.
When you bring your car into Professional Collision, you're in good hands. We'll be completely transparent through the whole repair process and never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our 7 locations. Visit us online to find out more. Professional Collision. We got this.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. It will be a warm day with temperatures in the lower 80s this afternoon. Tonight, showers and a few thunderstorms, lows in the upper 60s. And tomorrow, showers and a few thunderstorms in the morning, becoming partly cloudy in the afternoon with temperatures in the lower 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
If you're among the majority of people who prefer to read accurate reports of local news and sports, it's time for you to turn the page to the Call News newspaper. Follow your favorite high school sports teams. Learn more about the actions of state, county, and city leaders. The Call News, a newspaper that speaks to you and your interests. Since 1897, the Call News has reported on the issues that matter to the people of South Alabama and is considered to be one of Alabama's best weekly newspapers. The Call News can be purchased at many grocery and convenience stores in South Alabama, including Walmart, Rouse's, and Circle K. If your favorite store doesn't have it, let us know and we'll make it available. Mailed subscriptions are also available for as little as $30 per year and digital copies for even less. Call 866-5998. That's 866-5998 and get connected to the Call News.
Good morning from the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center Mobile Police Department. County and state troopers are clear. Again, a nice ride across the Bayway and the Causeway. Tillman's Corner at Theodore from Halls Mill Road, Old Pass, Gugula, Schillinger, and Three Notch. Even along Highway 90, we've had a pretty quiet ride so far this morning. Lotus CBD in Orange Beach on Perdido Beach Boulevard and Foley at 3872 South McKenzie Street. If you're suffering from extra anxiety or depression right now, you may receive relief with their Lotus CBD products. Find them on Facebook and Instagram. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 656 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Somebody on the text line had said that they saw the plexiglass up. I guess that was at Lowe's over the weekend. Here's what's sad. It was Mark who said, I checked out at Lowe's this weekend. They had plexiglass barriers between the cashier and the customer. I saw that somewhere this weekend as well, and I don't where it's happening. It's happened a little bit early with me. I know I saw that because I noted it, but I obviously didn't note it enough.
I also went to Lowe's this weekend, and they did have the plexiglass, but where I was supposed to slide the card in, it was just a little too far away from me. So I did one of those where I was up against the glass and reaching under and just barely got there.
Tell you what, we'll do this at the beginning of next hour because it was Atlantic article that interviewed these epidemiologists who gave four possible timelines for us to stay on social distancing. The president extending it yesterday to the end of April. Will that be it? Will there be another extension? We'll talk about that coming up. And the online opinion poll brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. It's all straight ahead. You'll stay right there.